Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, July 7th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. More weapons to Ukraine. Wisconsin governor vetoes some numbers. Candidates bring in money. And how much money do you need to feel financially secure? That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the Biden administration continues to offer more and more kinds of weapons to Ukraine. This time, cluster munitions. The cluster munition, it's a bomb, and it opens up in midair, and then these smaller bombs fall out and spread all over the place. They can spread out the distance of several football fields. It's worth $800 million. Now, more than 100 countries ban cluster munitions because unexploded bomblets can stick around long after the conflict is over and can hurt civilians. There's a unique quirk in Wisconsin law where the governor has the veto power not only to veto lines of bills passed by the assembly, but he can delete individual letters, or in this case, individual numbers in a bill. So the bill passed the Wisconsin legislature. It extended student spending on schools until the 2024 to 2025 school year. The governor deleted the numbers 20 and the dash in between 2024 and 2025. So now the bill says that funding will increase $325 per year until the year 2425, which is 402 years from now. Drastically, of course, changing the intent of the bill, but in Wisconsin, he can do that. Ron DeSantis announcing how much money his campaign raised in the first quarter of his campaign, $20 million in the first 6 weeks of his campaign. Trump has raised $18.3 million in the first two quarters. On the Democratic side, RFK Jr. has raised $3 million in just the last 3 days, $6 million in the entire quarter. How much money would you say you need to earn in order to feel financially secure? What would you say? If you could have any amount of money to feel financially secure, what do you think it would be? The median full-time earnings is $56,000 for the country. That's the median, $56,000. Top 2% earn $206,000. The average person says they would need $233,000 to feel financially secure. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day, next.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, Ben and Jerry ice cream, just so-so. Haagen-Dazs is the gold standard, much better than the Vermont boys. But both will make you fat. Ben and Jerry will also make you stupid. Bad combination, dumb and Zoftig, not a resume enhancer. If Che Guevara had not been assassinated in Bolivia, he might be on Ben and Jerry's board of directors. On July 4th, the ice cream idiots put out a tweet condemning Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt, accusing them of stealing Native American land. Che would have loved that. More Cherry Garcia, please. The Ben and Jerry folks are also demanding the USA return all the stolen property to the Indians. Right on. Overlooked in the moronic tweet is the fact that in every country on the planet, power took property. No exceptions. Check out the Mongols, Vikings, Greeks, Romans, Russians, Chinese, Australians, on and on. Not justifying, simply reporting. London seized the land of my ancestors in County Cavan, Ireland. Chances are your people lost big as well. But back to the communist Ben and Jerry outfit. The original owners, Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, sold out to Unilever in 2000 for a whopping $336 million. You can buy lots of land with that, guys, right? $336 million? Let's give it to the Indians, shall we? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Go to the mail on a message board. Sharon, great Nosman News investigative report about the role of Bill Barr in the Joe Biden situation. In addition to Merrick Garland, Barr did not investigate Hunter Biden. That might not be fair. He didn't push the investigation, but I don't think he hindered it. He just wouldn't do what was necessary, in my opinion. Charles, the commentary about Hunter Biden should go into the O'Reilly Talking Points Hall of Fame. But answer me this, why would Barr cover for Hunter Biden? I think we answered that in this broadcast. And why was there not more outrage over the Biden family making millions of dollars? Because the public doesn't care and the Democratic Party doesn't care and the corporate media doesn't report it. Building, though. It's building. Beth Ellen, concierge member. Thank you, Beth Ellen. One of the best No Spin News is Bill, laying out the Biden family corruption, naming those who hid it. To me, it's sad to see how far our country has fallen. Patrick Fiorentino, Oak Ridge, North Carolina. There's one thing Biden did to make life better for people like me. I'm retired, debt-free, conservative, and I have enough money to last my life because I invested conservatively. Now, with interest rates going up, I have 20 times more interest than I had before Biden. That's true. The interest rates are going up. So if you have savings, that goes up too. I just purchased some U.S. savings bonds because the interest level is getting up there where it's worth and it's a safe investment. Michael Ross, Lincolnton, North Carolina. Why doesn't the House Representative subpoena Hunter Biden and ask him questions when he's under oath? Because he'd take the Fifth Amendment. Take the Fifth, every question. Waste of time. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 65 years ago today, President Dwight Eisenhower formally admitted the 49th state into the Union. What began as a Russian outpost nearly doubled the total land mass of the USA. Here is the story of Alaska. The history of Alaska can be traced back to sea otters. Russian explorers set up the first settlements in 1784 as hunting outposts for otter pelts. The furs were highly desirable among the European elite, especially the Tsar of Russia. By the mid-19th century, the animals were hunted to the brink of extinction. Without the fur trade, Russia had no interest in the territory of Alaska. The Tsar then sold the land to the United States in 1867 for $7.2 million. Alaskans eventually voted in favor of statehood after the Second World War. Congress approved the bill in 1958. On July 7th, President Eisenhower signed the legislation. Here are a few fun facts about the 49th state. Alaska's total landmass is 700,000 square miles. That's the equivalent of Texas, California, and Montana combined. The city of Juneau is the only U.S. capital inaccessible by road. Folks hoping to tour the town can only get there by air and sea. The state has 17 of the tallest mountains in North America, 40 active volcanoes, more than 3 million lakes. The region is also home to the largest population of bears in the USA. All three North American species can be found in Alaska: grizzlies, black, and polar bears. It's also home to more than 25,000 timber wolves. And here's something else you might not know. Alaska is the most affordable place to live in America. The state has no income or sales tax. The federal government will even pay you to move there. Last year, the Treasury Department gave each resident in Alaska $3,500 just for living up north. That's a lot of earmuffs, and you will need them. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.